This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Practicing
my doo-wop.
It's 7 past the hour for my next life. I'm going to do a... Actually, I'm thinking about doing a rock and roll podcast from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Doug's Moldy Oldie Goody Goldies from his rusty rack of wrinkled records. How about that? Will it be a hit or not?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Listen to the enthusiasm.
So got the holiday spirit, Dougie. Let's do it.
It's the holiday spirit. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So Donald Trump said he was going to hire Mitt Romney and told Mitt Romney he was going to be Secretary of State. And then something happened on the way to the office. Somebody got to him. And the only thing I'm going to say is ExxonMobil. And I thought what was interesting about Donald Trump this weekend, he sort of threw one of his Twitter hissy fits on reports that he's going to continue to work with Celebrity Apprentice even while he's the president. So here's another one of these fake news stories. I mean, I don't see any... We've spent a lot of time on this because I think it's amusing. It's not any more than rumors. Rumors are fake news. It could be considered to be fake news. Anyway, so Trump took off on CNN. He said reports that he'd be working on The Apprentice during the presidency, even part-time, were ridiculous and untrue. Quote, I have nothing to do with The Apprentice, except for the fact that I conceived it with Mark B. and have a big stake in it. We'll devote zero time. It's unclear why he blamed CNN for
I think they reported that Kellyanne Conway, and I want to delve into this a little bit, because I had heard on Friday that Kellyanne Conway said that he was going to, that this was going to be his hobby, producing shows. Because, I mean, there's a lot of gray area here, and we're discovering the more we blend two different worlds, like the non-political guy, there's going to be a lot of gray area. So we have to see what's acceptable. And at least
apparently Variety said, Jennifer, on Thursday that Trump would retain his executive producer credit.
Right.
So Celebrity Apprentice, executive producer, President Donald
Trump. Right. Well, here's the thing, though. Okay, so in Jennifer Hornville, here's what's acceptable and not, and you guys can decide if you agree or not. Uh-huh. Acceptable to me is keeping your name on something that you've done. So having his name as an executive producer on the Celebrity Apprentice because it was his brainchild with Mark Burnett, no problem. A lot of presidents have written books, and they still take royalties when they're president, and this would be the same thing. He's not going to give up his royalties for The Art of the Deal or any of his other books. So to me, okay. But then the report was that Kellyanne Conway, in his campaign, had said that he was going to actively produce The Apprentice as a hobby, and that's what CNN reported on. And I don't know if there's audio of her actually saying that or if CNN just made that report. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's where we'd have to figure out if it's fake news or not. But I mean, that would be crossing the line if you have, you know, Donald Trump sitting there with his executive producing hat on over Arnold Schwarzenegger while he should be doing presidential stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I had thought that when when he severed his ties with The Apprentice, or when they severed it with him, I thought that he lost that title of executive producer.
No.
This
was his idea, so he's... No, he would be...
Well, you could still have created by, but that's a different title in Hollywood language than executive producer. So I thought I didn't think he had anything to do with the show anymore except the rights and royalties that come from the created by status.
Huh. Well, obviously there's much more...
And in which case, I agree with Jennifer. There's no reason for him to not reap the benefits of that. He had a hit show. I mean, there's no...
What I find very interesting here is that he's spending all this time talking about Celebrity Apprentice. Meanwhile, the Russian election hacking discussions going all around him. And the Democrats and the Republicans both are saying, we better investigate this to find out what's going on. He's done paying attention to that. He's paying attention to the Celebrity Apprentice rumors.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Well, can I just ask why he doesn't feel the need for a daily briefing, the security briefing?
I just read a whole story about that. More fake news, Victoria. This is perfect for the segment. Let me pull up the story I just saw. Apparently, they cut that. Basically, he had said in this interview that he doesn't take daily briefings, and then they cut it, and they didn't give the rest of his quote. He said, these are smart people that I have working around me, and the people... My terrible... Oh, God. Are you okay?
Excuse me. Oh, my God.
Everybody all right? But he said, no, that he takes the briefings, that he has them come to him, and he says, if anything changes, we don't have to do this again unless something changes. When it changes, let me know. I can be available at a minute's notice. And so that was just misreported, that he doesn't take intel briefings. It's more of the same.
But, yeah, it is more of the same. More of the same kind of stuff that, you know, is half-truth and then gets all blown out of proportion and yada, yada, yada. And I wonder if this isn't the same sort of thing. From the sports desk, Biff and Biff can handle a little more of this. There was a bomb threat that was called on a charter flight carrying the Boston Celtics over the weekend. It was Saturday night. A threat had been made to the plane, supposedly, according to those at the Oklahoma City airport. Police say it was a hoax. One of the many people called to the airport. Apparently, these things go on all the time. We never know it.
Yeah.
And why
that, yeah.
They made a big deal out of this one, I don't know.
Because the Celtics airport, were involved.
Yeah.
Well,
because famous people were involved.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's it. The airport wasn't locked down. Flights weren't impacted. The FBI is investigating. Ooh.
I mean, the FBI is like the celebrity investigation unit now. I mean, it's the Celtics, Brad Pitt. Like, what? I mean, it's crazy that the FBI is involved in so many things instead of things that we would want them to be involved in.
Meanwhile, on Designated Survivor, the FBI is in chaos because they haven't been able to find out. Well, actually, they did, but the number two.
No spoilers. I didn't see it yet. No spoilers.
Oh, it's so good.
All right. Will Bryce Harper get the $400 million he wants?
Yep.
We'll check in with Biff and Biff in a moment here. 14 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, let's see here. 17 past the hour. So Bryce Harper plays for the Washington Nationals. And the baseballers say somebody's going to have to pay him $400 million one way or another. I don't know how good he is. Anybody know how good Bryce Harper
is?
He's
pretty good. Very good.
Is he? Worth $400 million for 10 years? $40 million a year?
I don't know anybody's no worth one, that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No one's worth $400 million, but he may come close. You never
right,
know.
But he would go to $40 million from $5 million, which is what he's making now.
Right.
Wow. Whew. That's a
It's a big
leap.
That's
a hell of a raise.
But, you know, he's also, it's not just about the playing. He was also naked on the cover of Sports Illustrated this year. I mean, he's also got some franchise opportunities. You know what I mean?
Pay him 40
but
no,
but you know, even if you're naked on a cover and then you get a huge amount of money for it?
Typically, that could be. But typically, it's like as soon as you become something more, when you start making headlines and you become that franchise player where they can actually sell jerseys and all this stuff, I mean, this is Bryce Harper. I mean, he's sort of the stud
of
the team.
How old is he?
So. He's 25, I think, right? Yeah. Oh, good God.
So where would he go? Who's maybe? Got the 40 million? The Red Sox, the Yankees, somebody, some big money
team. Dodgers would have it, but
pay.
I think the Nationals are going to really try to keep him.
Do they have that kind of dough?
I don't know.
To support the franchise?
I think
if they
do, they'd pay him and not much, you know, then they'd have to suffer with everybody else.
Mm.
So he will be 26 when he hits the free agent market, which I think is at the end of next season.
Where is he from, this kid? Anybody know?
I do not know.
Harper is...
Jen, do you know where Bryce is from?
Southern
Nevada. Las Vegas, or at least that's where he was born.
Really?
Listen to Kara, there she goes.
Yeah, we're in Vegas. I can Google real fast.
Good. All right, what's the story on the death of Rahsaan Salaam?
Well, it looks like we speculated last week that it was looking like it was a suicide,
yeah.
And it turns out it is. And his brother over the weekend spoke with some press as they were cleaning out the house. They had they were all Muslim, and they had a burial over the weekend, and his former teammates came to the house and helped clean out the house. And it was really, you know, sad over the weekend. It was tough for everybody. But it looks like his brother said he would absolutely guarantee if they had examined his brain that he had CTE. And he said he had seen signs of it, of the depression and everything that came along with it. So because they are Muslim and they had a ritualistic burial, you can't desecrate the body after someone dies, so they can't do an autopsy on it. But he said, I guarantee that they would have found CTE anyway.
Yep, another football player.
Yeah, and he was only 42. It's
42,
yeah.
Commits suicide.
Yep.
When are we going to take this seriously? These children that are going into football and soccer and all these other rough sports. I don't want to wimp out. I don't want this country to become a bunch of wimps. But you don't have to prove that you're a big, strong, tough guy and die at the same time, which is the fate that meets. There are thousands of people who have played football every single day now being examined. Their brains are being examined. I had a friend that went to Heidelberg with me, and he's in his 60s. He's losing his everything. He can't remember anything.
Part of the problem is that they're not taking hits right. They want to make this a violent sport, and it could be taught to give and take hits the right way, and all of a sudden you're protected a lot more than you were before.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad state of affairs instead. I hope that if parents are allowing their children to go into a football, that they're going to make sure that they are playing it the way Jennifer just described.
Right.
21 after the hour here with DJV.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you,
I can't imagine Christmas music without this song. Number six around the world and in America as far as popularity is concerned, according to Billboard this year. Burl Ives in A Holly Jolly Christmas. This is one of those Christmas songs that I could listen to. Some of them I can do without. I can listen to Holly Jolly Christmas, Feliz Navidad. Let's see here. What's another one?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Sleigh Ride. Those are the ones that I can listen to over and over and over and over again. So here's our Christmas tune for this hour. Here it's 25 past the hour. Let's move on to some other music news. Apparently Vince Gill and Lyle Lovett are going to go on tour together. And they say their inspiration was James Taylor. I find that interesting. They're going, let's see, to start out in March, apparently. Intimate solo and duo performances. So isn't that what James Taylor did with Carly, not Carly Simon, but Carole King? Is that what they're talking about here?
I don't know. I think Vince Gill mentioned something about he saw James Taylor in concert, like sitting on a stool.
Yeah, that's what he does. He just sits with his guitar.
I think that's what he's referencing.
Oh, really?
So he, I think he wants to make it more intimate or something like that.
Yeah. Is that the trend now? I mean, we go from these big, huge, like the big stadiums and the indoor concert arenas like Madison Square Garden, and then people are deciding, because when you go to those, you can't really appreciate the music. You can't. So listening on a speaker system in Fenway Park to Billy Joel, what are you going to get from that? I'd rather.
You're with the crowd. You're enjoying it. It's fun.
Yeah. But go to the venue that I was at for when I saw Jay and the Americans and Herman's Hermits. It was a 4,000-seat arena. And, it's much more. You get a little closer. It's much more intimate. I think you appreciate the music more. Anyway, that's me. Everybody's different. You may be right, Jen. They just want to go where there's a happening, as it were. So, well, if you like Vince Gill, you'll be happy to know that he's going to Lyle Lovett. He and Lyle Lovett, this is an interesting combo, isn't it? In a sense?
I think so. I haven't heard much from Lyle Lovett lately.
No. All right. Let's.
Remember when he got married to Julia Roberts for that minute? Yeah. Barefoot? Yeah.
That was a weird, weird deal.
It was a weird combo.
There are sad thoughts. The members of One Direction going to the funeral of Louis Tomlinson's mother. And
This was really sad over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
His mom died at 42. She lost her battle with leukemia. And she died last Wednesday, I think Thursday morning. And he was scheduled to appear on The X Factor in the UK, which is what gave them all their start. But this would have been his solo performance. Yeah. And he was going to cancel, but then I guess one of her last wishes was she wanted to see him on the stage again where he got his start. And so he went through with it, and all the other guys in the band flew from different corners of the world to be with him. So it was a nice show of support, but sad night for sure.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, Guns N' Roses announcing their tour for next year. They already sold 1 million tickets in one day.
That's crazy.
They sold 1 million tickets. Went on sale late Friday. This is called the Not in a Lifetime Tour. They've sold 3 million tickets to their performances this year. Most successful rock tour. 1 million tickets. That's hard for...
A million tickets in one day. That's right. And that doesn't even include the U.S. ticket sales.
No.
That made it so popular last year. So, nuts.
Guns and Roses. All right, grease that axle. Get it? Oh, come on. Wait, you come up with something better?
No.
I didn't hear anything better. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often people ask me why their dogs chew, and there are several different reasons. Obviously, when they're puppies, they're chewing for the same reasons human babies chew. Their mouth hurts and they're teething. But as they get older, it could be due to boredom, lack of exercise, and in extreme cases, even a mineral deficiency in the dog's diet. So if you have a dog that's chewing, you want to check all three of those. Number one, if he's teething, give him some frozen toys to play with. It'll soothe his gums. If he's bored, increase his activity. If he's not getting any exercise, do the same thing. But what about the other problem? What about the stress part of it? You know, when people get stressed or anxious, they may crack their knuckles, scratch their head, smoke a cigarette, or grab for a drink. Dogs react to anxiety and stress because they don't have hands using their mouth. So when a dog is stressed out or anxious or nervous or scared, the first thing they're going to do is chew, and they can chew anything around them, which could be your shoe, your socks, or even your furniture. So make sure they get plenty of exercise, mental stimulation, and lots of items to chew on. Oh, more next time.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at March of Dimes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen on the air with the other perspectives that come from Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. You'll be happy to hear the world will change remarkably today because Dunkin' Donuts is going to test curbside coffee delivery starting today at many of its stores. So it's not convenient enough that you drive around the building and stick your arm out and get the coffee from the window. Now, this free service is going to go to rewards program members. You can place an order in advance on your way to the Dunkin' Donuts with their mobile app. And when you pull into the parking space, an employee will run out to your car with the order. Huh?
That's awesome.
That's great. Wow.
Oh,
curbside. They're like car hops, like the old days.
In the year 2525,
if man
is still alive.
Do you like it called it the olden days? You let that fly.
I let what fly?
I called it the olden days with the car hops, and you just let it fly.
Yeah, I don't need the roller skates, but like run out to my car? Awesome. Yes, I'm totally on board with this.
I suppose, remember the old, I think what the reference that Jennifer makes is the old A&W root beer stands, and now Sonic does that on the West Coast. I don't think they do it.
They do it on the East Coast,
too. Is Sonic on the East Coast? Yeah. I thought it was just a West Coast outfit.
There's one just outside the Lincoln Tunnel. It took me forever to find it once.
Really?
Yes, it is there. It's disgusting food, but, you know.
most of them around here, they're only on the East Coast. They're not, like, in D.C. or in, like, Baltimore. But if you go all the way on the East Coast by Ocean City, they're out there.
I had no idea. I thought they were, for some reason, a West Coast outfit. So, okay, how about some names in the news? People in the news. Viola Desmond. How many people know who Viola Desmond is? Raise your hands.
I don't. I know Viola Davis, but not Desmond.
Yeah. Viola Desmond is going to be the first woman who isn't royalty. She's going to appear on the Canadian $10 bill. She was jailed and fined for sitting in a whites-only section of a movie theater in Nova Scotia in 1946. She went there, sat down, said her sister Wanda Robson. The usher came in and said, I'll have to get the manager, because she said she wasn't going to move. Get the manager. I'm not going to move. I'm not doing anything wrong. Sergeant Craig Smith said 1946 in Halifax was very much a segregated way of living. So we don't, I bring this up for two reasons. One, we don't think of this problem being anywhere but here, especially in Canada. We think Canada is so progressive, way ahead of us in so many ways. No, not necessarily. Maybe in some ways. I think I remember saying last week it would be nice to have a to have some of our country as settled and polite and well run as Canada. Maybe that's not the case in all ways. So this was Rosa Parks. She's the Rosa Parks of Canada.
There was a Rosa Parks in Canada.
Yeah, right. Who knew? Aren't you glad you're paying attention to what's going on in the air?
What would we do without you?
I have to teach you to listen to everything I say, because I listen to everything you say. So
always. Were you saying something?
All right. George, is it? Do you pronounce it Young, like Young?
George
the
Young.
Lady who is the, remember, not the lady.
Like Carl
Jungian
Young.
Jungian therapy, Carl Young?
Yeah.
All right, so this is the guy Johnny Depp
Very
played
different
in
from
Blow.
Carl Young.
Yes, much. Back in jail for violating his parole, but he says it's his manager's fault. This guy is so well known as a cocaine smuggler. Took a trip to San Diego to make a bit of cash for appearing at an event. Couldn't get a hold of his parole officer. So his manager said, you know, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's just a four-hour trip. Not the case. So he's arrested when he gets back home in Sacramento. He was released in 2014, remember? 20 mm-hmm. years. See, that's what a lot of people don't remember.
The night he got released, he had dinner with Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's not eligible for bail, given his record. So he's behind bars until his next court date. George, you know, I'm just vaguely coming back to me, remembering that thing all those years ago.
It's probably not a movie that you... Did you see the movie Blow?
Yeah, I would think you would not like it.
I wouldn't see... I'm not a fan of Johnny Depp's. I don't like Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he was very good in Blow, and Penelope Cruz was really good, and to me the breakout star of that was Pee Wee Herman, aka Paul Rubens, who had a supporting role in it, and he was really good.
Who's now in Blacklist?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow, really, good for him.
A really strange character.
Do you know how old he is? It's shocking. He's like 60.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Really?
And
after he got caught in that movie theater, he just kind of fell off the face of the earth. Why are you laughing?
Just funny.
Fell.
Well, Pee-wee's his last movie that
it was
came
Pee-wee's
out on Netflix.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure, if you know.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I think it was more like Pee-wee's Little Adventure, if you catch my drift.
Right. He was in. He actually was so good in Gotham. He was on for like four or five episodes.
Oh, right. He was in Gotham too. Yeah.
And he played the Penguin's dad, and really, I mean, he's really good at being a creeper. I mean, I'll give him
he's
that.
He's 64. Oh my gosh, I didn't even know he was. Yeah, he doesn't
he's
look
not
it,
as
obviously.
He's not as creepy as that kid that plays the Penguin, but close.
He's close, really, yeah.
Oh, he's creepy.
Actually, maybe more. I don't know. The more I love the Penguin's character on Gotham, it's so good.
That show I've gone away from is too violent. Oof. A recently published research paper suggesting giving poor people money can actually have a negative effect on the consumption of things like alcohol and tobacco. Common belief, if you give cash directly to the poor, that it's not a good idea. I don't
know. I mean, it's, no. You know, don't you all kind of think, I mean, I hate to say this, but, like, there are a lot of homeless people in New York City where I live, and
yeah.
I just don't give money out. I mean, everybody has the same story.
This time of year, this is impactful, though, Victoria, this story.
But, I mean, to homeless people on the street, because,
yeah.
Right, but you do think, oh, well, you're just going to spend it on drugs.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, but apparently, I mean, this story says that that's not always the case.
I would say anybody who is, we have a lot of homeless, obviously, as Doug knows, as a part-time resident here, homeless people all over the place because the weather is so good in Southern California. And I look, there are so many programs for people who legitimately need the help, and people who do legitimately need the help tend to use these programs. Mm-hmm. The people that we see out on the streets, especially when it gets colder, are the ones who have such bad drug problems that they don't want to abide under anybody's rules. Or the ones who are plagued with mental illness. And it's like, until we start thinking of it that way, handing some guy a dollar is not going to make a difference. It's a bigger problem than that.
It is. It's a, these are the things that become difficult for us to deal with because we want to simplistically think whatever we're doing is helping. That's the spirit, especially this time of year. If you do something for a homeless person, you think that's helping them out. But remember Clinton's word, God love him, let's give him a hand up and not a hand out. And I don't, you know, there are programs around for these people if they are brought into them. But really, it is silly just to give money. And as that is a problem that we don't really pay attention to, mostly because we don't want to, we just want to give the money and feel good about it. It becomes about you and not about them in many circumstances. So I fast forward or move the focus to another problem that isn't known to be a problem. The Middle East has a horrible reality in that there are millions of people who are displaced by the conflicts created by Daesh and, you know, are being there in Iraq and all the things. But then there's something that we don't talk about because this is a continent that is filled with black people, and people, like it or not, discount what is going on with black lives. Maybe this is a way of really putting some teeth behind Black Lives Matter, the crisis of displaced people in Africa. There's a new report out today suggesting that there are over 12 million Africans that are nomads, in essence. 30% of the people who are displaced by conflict are in Africa, and we never really talk about it. And the number is up about 2.5 million in the last year.
Mm. It's true. It's not something we talk about.
No, it isn't because there's no oil. Is that, you know, only if it affected the diamond
Syrian
mines.
Refugees and ISIS and things like that. Yeah. That gets all the refugee and displaced people. That fills the tank for us. You know, we don't talk about other stuff.
There are a lot of problems with not only drought, but flooding in certain parts of Africa. And this is something, again, you wouldn't know. There are climate change situations there that have brought higher temperatures to the equatorial Africa, those plains. My God, can you imagine how hot it is? 140, 130, 140 degrees in the daytime in some of these places. So the farmers that used to be able to grow enough food at least to feed themselves and their families, they can't do that anymore. So there are 40 African countries in an agreement to help displaced people, but there isn't a lot of money in Africa. And so many of the governments are corrupt that whatever money does come in, they keep for themselves. They don't spread it out. And people are dying, like, by the hundreds every day in places all over Africa. And the reason I bring it up is because I think we just don't talk about it. We talk a lot. We give a lot of lip service to what's going on in the Middle East with all those people coming out of Syria into Turkey and into Greece and into Europe. But, you know, the Italians, one of the reasons the Italians are having they're trying to get the government changed around is because they're going through the same thing there that Britain did. The Germans haven't dealt with it quite this way because the citizenry is not upset. But the Italian people are just as upset as the British are about all these people coming into their country that they can't handle and they don't want. So that's what forced this election situation to be as it is. And I wonder how much more of that we're going to see around Europe. Question. Television report. Wow, that's coming up next year.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes. And everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Bundle. If you bundle your boat and your SUV, you'll see mass savings for your policy. So you can buy the fancy bait. No need to be a cheapskate. It's in your range. Don't think it's strange. Now your savings are surging, catching bass trout, and yes, even sturgeon. It's a mild fish.
Bundle your boat and auto insurance and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get a handle on what's going on. Dolly Parton is going to join Pentatonix for another NBC holiday special. She was on the one when they lit the tree last week. And it was interesting because all the people that participated in that event for that hour were all people who had holiday specials on NBC.
Yeah, so weird,
like
right?
A big, yeah, right. It was a big promotion. And, yeah, I think about that when I think about stuff, classic Trump free advertising for Celebrity Apprentice, well, the hoopla, that's him.
I watched Dolly Parton's holiday movie, by the way. She's gotten into this deal with NBC where she had The Coat of Many Colors that aired during, I think, the summer this year. And now she did, like, a holiday Coat of Many Colors about her Christmas miracle where she and her family nearly froze to death.
Yeah, right.
It was sweet. It was the girl that plays Dolly Parton, very, very cute. But, yeah, that's how I spent my Sunday.
So the Pentatonix thing is scheduled for this Wednesday at 8.
Mm-hmm.
What's on tonight at 8 and after, Jen?
Well, a couple of things to note first. The Golden Globe nominations are coming out today. And, of course, that pays tribute to the best in film, but also in TV. So that's happening.
That last week. What was it about last week?
Critics' Choice was last night, so that could have been it. Now, also tonight, probably the thing I'm going to be watching, and I know, girls, you may join me on this, America's Next Top Model is back. It was canceled by the CW. I think Tyra Banks is no longer hosting it, but she's still executive producing it, and this is coming back now onto VH1, so you can check that out if you're into that sort of thing. I know you are, Dougie.
Yeah.
Also, Street Outlaws, Full Throttle, if you want to get away from the Christmas spirit. And if you do want to jump in, The Great Christmas Light Fight is happening on ABC.
There you go. 10 before.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See a Staples associate for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Time now for our visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus to check up on some of the important medical news coming from the journals. I also wanted to talk to you a little bit, Ken. I don't know if you heard the conversation about this bill that went through the Senate, the new health care bill. It basically gives drug makers a lot more money, and there's more money for research, more money for getting mental health taken care of. Do you have a read on that?
Yeah, I think more money for research is never a bad idea, especially for mental health. And, you know, the people who get it are happy. The people who don't are unhappy.
Yeah, well, you mean the research dollars.
The researchers. Having been a researcher, that's how it usually comes down.
Isn't it political sometimes?
It's too political.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. The news on smoking, even one cigarette a day, anybody who takes a puff out of anything, listen to this.
Yeah, this is a little concerning. JAMA Internal Medicine this week, Doug, even a single cigarette can raise your odds for an early death. There is no safe level of exposure to tobacco smoke compared with people who have never smoked, those who smoke an average of less than one cigarette a day over their lifetime. Still have a, you ready, 64% higher risk of dying early, and those who smoke 1 to 10 cigarettes a day have an 87% higher risk. It's never too early or too late to quit smoking. And what I said before about research, that a lot of it's based on merit, but there's a hair of politics, and a hair is too much.
All right, so let's go from smoking to drinking. And what
moderate drinking does, even if you have one or two glasses of wine or bourbon or scotch or beer. Does everything that has alcohol in it apply here in this case?
Well, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology just last day or two. Moderate drinking, Doug, is defined as up to one drink per day for women and up to two drinks per day for men. That's a drink is considered a 5-ounce glass of wine, a glass of beer, a 1-ounce shot of hard liquor. That's a serving. Moderate drinking has been shown to reduce the risk of heart disease, specifically coronary artery disease. That's the plaquing in the circulation to the heart, and have overall protective effects against stroke and type 2 diabetes. However, moderate drinking does not have the same positive effects on the electrical system of the heart. Even light to moderate drinking, Doug, may lead to atrial fibrillation when the top of the heart beats irregularly like a bag of worms, and can lead to the formation of clots that are pumped to the brain, leading to a stroke.
Wow. Ooh. That's some solid hard. That's kind of...
You're threading the needle when you drink.
People, right. Okay, now, speaking of drinking, there's a survey out on how much water or other fluids, non-alcoholic fluids, we ought to... This is an argument that goes on all the time. We've talked about this on the program that we do together. How much is too much and how much is enough? And so what does this report say?
In the British Medical Journal this week, there's a report of a patient getting very low sodium. You're sending me your lab reports? Well, that's an important mineral, electrolyte. Getting very low sodium, which can be very serious, by drinking too much fluid when they were sick. You know, the doctors always say, go home, you have a fever, drink plenty of fluids. Well, in this case, the patient took it to excess because we want you to avoid dehydration, which you're at risk on the other end when you're running a fever. The key is if you have normal kidney function and you haven't had a stroke, your brain's working, then your thirst mechanism will tell you when to drink and how to drink. If you're thirsty, water is fine. If you're not thirsty, then make sure you get fluids that have something in them. You want juice, milk, something that has something in it so it stays in the pipes and you don't over-dilute yourself by too much water. Free water, plain water is good when you're thirsty.
All right, let's talk about adding super beets to a plain glass of water. What happens in that circumstance?
Well, I love, my sweet spot are these natural products that have evidence behind them that they're beneficial for the body. Nobel Prize winning research from the 1990s that you need to keep up your levels of nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body, or your whole, from head to toe, your body doesn't function properly. This is a gas the red blood cell carries. It sprays before the red blood cell can get into the circulation to bring oxygen from head to toe. And the folks at Neogenis, they have cleverly come up with the help of a professor at Baylor University with this saliva test. You can test your own level of nitric oxide with a little bit of saliva on a test strip. And if your tank is low, you need their Neo 40 products so your body works properly. And then they have another product which gives you a boost of nitric oxide instead of those high caffeinated beverages, your workout. Super Beats is excellent.
All right. Call 800-655-4183 to take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.